在今天啊，预备今天这个服事之前哈，我姐妹又提醒我说，其实今天呢，不需要跟弟兄姐妹讲什么信息。
As I was preparing for today's message, my wife was reminding me that today I actually don't need to share any quote unquote message.
只要能够和弟兄姐妹有一点心对心的谈话。
But simply a heart to heart talk.
当然这是一个很比较为难的一个建议。
And of course, that's a very difficult suggestion.
但我很感谢主啊，主借着早晨波饼聚会弟兄姐妹们的祷告。
But we thank the Lord through all the prayers that the brothers and sisters offered this morning before the table.
也借着刚刚家中弟兄的分享。
Also through the sharing of Brother Jonathan earlier.
真的是把我心里面本来要说的信息都讲完了。
And they have already spoke all the message that I've prepared.
所以我心里面呢就没有负担了。
So I don't have extra burdens in my heart.
就能够和弟兄姐妹有一些心与心的谈话。
Now we just simply talk heart to heart.
让我们在这新的一年第一个主日在主里面彼此劝勉。
So that we can encourage one another in the Lord.
有一句话我有一阵子没有说了。
There is a phrase that I haven't spoken for a while.
就是在主日波饼聚会之后哈，要讲信息是很难的一件事。
That I often felt that it was difficult to share a message right after the table meeting.
今天我真的觉得特别的难。
And that's how I especially feel today.
因为借着我们在饼杯面前纪念主。
That through our remembering of the Lord before the table.
借着弟兄姐妹们在主面前那颂赞所献上的颂赞为祭。
Through all the praises and the sacrifice of worship before the Lord.
我觉得主的话已经相当的完全了。
I felt that the word of the Lord is complete.
再加上刚刚家中弟兄的分享。
And then including the sharing of the song.
他讲到我们的主他实在是我们所爱也是我们所追求的那个目标。
Our brother said the Lord is the goal and the purpose that we pursue after.
我真的觉得已经相当完全。
So I really feel that the word is full.
但是我想到我们的主，他实在是那位完全的主。
But I think of our Lord, He is a perfect and complete Lord.
不仅他一切的性情都是那样的完美。
Not only all of His characters are perfect.
他所做的一切也是那样的完美。
But all the works of His hands are perfect.
我们对他的认识是何等的不够。
And I know so little of Him.
我们对他认识对他救恩的那个享受是何等的不完全。
And our enjoyment of his full salvation is not complete.
因此我们还要竭力的来追求。
And therefore we ought to press on to pursue after him.
好叫这位完全的主。
So that this perfect Lord.
好叫他为我们信的人所成就这全备的救恩。
That all the fullness of the salvation that he has accomplished for us.
我们能够有更完全的认识和享受。
That we will have a fuller understanding and appreciation of it.
就像我们波饼所唱的诗歌。
Just as the hymn that we sang during the table meeting.
我们的主实在就是我们父神所应许赐给我们的那应许之地。
That our Lord is that Beulah land, the promised land the Father has given us.
对弟兄说得好，也是我们现在所居住的那荣美之地。
And He is that Beulah land that we live in today.
而我们的主在十字架上为我们成就救恩的时候，他所献上是他完全的自己。
And when He had accomplished the full salvation, He gave Himself for us.
这样一个完全的爱也激励我们的心，愿意把我们自己也更完全的来献给他。
That perfect love also constrains our hearts that we may surrender ourselves more and fully to Him.
我想多数弟兄姐妹知道今天这个主日对我来说是稍微特别的一个日子。
And many of you might know that this Sunday, to me at least, is a more special time.
因为在主的感动和带领之下，我和姐妹在接下来这一年2024年我们会比较多的时间不在休斯顿弟兄姐妹中间。
By the Lord's leading, my wife and I will spend most of 2024 away from Houston.
但就像刚刚弟兄所说的，我们看起来我们是要离开休斯顿。
Outwardly, it seems that we are moving away from Houston.
他弟兄说到加勒他 好像是要离开。
As a brother shared that Caleb is taking a leave.
但他的离开呢，不是为了退休。
But his leaving was not for retirement.
他的离开乃是要为了进入神的应许。
But his leaving was so that he can enter into the promise of the Lord.
虽然我今年还没有像加勒一样85岁。
I am not 85 like Caleb.
我刚刚过60。
I just passed my 60.
但是感谢主，他所赐给我们的那个目标和加勒是一样的。
But praise the Lord, he had given us the same goal as Caleb.
那弟兄也提到，我们就像小提琴上的一根弦。
Our brother also shared that we are like a string on the violin.
我们会因着环境，因着湿度，因着各样的原因呢，我们会这个音会不准。
Due to humidity or environment or the temperature, sometimes we go out of tune.
所以我们需要把自己再一次交在主的手里。
So we ought to surrender ourselves in the hand of the Lord.
让神重新的能够在我们生命里面来调弦定音。
That he can again tune our hearts.
好像我们能够更多的像我们的主。
So that we can be more like him.
所以我想早晨有这样一段时间，特别能够看到高中生在我们中间。
So this morning especially we see the high schoolers among us.
还是愿意借着主的一点话语和弟兄姐妹有一些简单的劝勉。
I want to have some simple exhortation for each other. In the word of the Lord.
请我们打开圣经到罗马书第八章。
Let's turn our Bible to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们先读28、29两节。
We'll read from verse 28 and 29.
罗马书第八章第28节。
Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
好，我们再读第37节。
And then we'll read down to verse 37.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
然后在我开始交通这两处经文之前，想特别问一下在我们中间的高中生们。
And I want to have a special question for the high schoolers among us before I begin sharing.
因为这可能是我今年唯一一次跟你们有这样一个心对心谈话的机会。
Knowing that this might be my only time this year to have this heart-to-heart talk with you.
我想问一问你们我知道你们许多人也参加了今年刚过去上周的冬令会。
I know many of you had gone to the winter retreat.
我们刚刚也读了罗马书八章28节29节。
And we just read Romans 8:28 and 29.
我想问你们的问题是，当你们读了神的话，
So my question is, as you read the word of the Lord,
你们心里面的想法，你们心里面的感觉是什么？
What are the thoughts or the sense in your heart?
你们对于神的话，你们的态度是什么？
What's our attitude towards the word of the Lord?
你们觉得这个话只是给我们做一个参考？
Do you think this is just a point of reference for us?
还是这个话是我们应该借着信心来调和的。
Or this is something that by faith we can accept and receive.
我换一个方式比较直白的问你们。
Or another way I can ask more pointedly.
你们觉得神对我们所说的话是不是可信的？
Do you think the word of the Lord to us is trustworthy?
我们一起来读第28节。
We'll read verse 28 again.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Those who are called according to his purpose.
对，因为你们相信神说万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处这句话吗？
Do you believe, do you trust this word that he causes all things to work together to those who love God and those who are called for his purpose?
在已过的2023年中间发生了许多事情。
Many things has happened in this past 2023.
我相信我们也曾经为着在我们身上和周遭所发生的某些事情，我们有祷告。
I trust many of us have prayed for many things that happened to us or happened to the people around us.
但这结果，它未必是照着我们祷告所祈求的来发生。
But sometimes the result of the things might not happen exactly according to our prayers.
弟兄姐妹，您有没有这样的经历呢？
Do you have experiences as such?
你们有没有祷告过？
Have you prayed this past year?
你们的祷告，神是不是都照着你所求的来应许了呢？
Did the Lord answer all of your prayers according to what you have prayed for?
来成就了呢？
Has he accomplished all the things that you want to do?
我想是未必的。
Perhaps not completely.
因此我们看到，其实保罗在罗马书八章二十六节那边他就说到了，他说我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
And that's why Paul even said two verses before in 26 says sometimes we don't know how we should pray as we ought.
当一些事情发生的时候
，sometimes when things happen，
我们不知道为什么发生
，we don't know why they happen。
当我们在神面前祷告的时候
，and as we pray before the Lord，
我们也不是很清楚神是不是照着我们所求的来应许来成就。
We don't have a clear direction of how to pray or whether the Lord will answer accordingly。
以至于我们有些时候我们就迷茫了。
So sometimes we fall into this confusion.
我们就像使徒保罗所说的，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
Just like here Paul says, we do not know how we ought to pray.
但使徒保罗在八章二十八节那里，他在那里有一个信心的宣告。
But he has this proclamation two verses later in verse 28.
他说我们却晓得。
He proclaims by faith, but we know.
弟兄姐妹，我们对于许多事情，我们不见得是那么清楚，那么明白。
So often we are not very clear to have perfect understanding on.
但保罗在罗马书八章二十八节，他清楚地告诉我们，他说我们晓得。
But verse 28 says, "And we know."
晓得什么呢
？What do we know?
万事都互相效力。
That all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love him.
就是按他旨意。被召的人
to those who are called according to his purpose.
弟兄姐妹，在我们面对这新的一年2024年里
So as we face this new year in 2024,
我们对于将要发生的所有事情，我们也是无从得知。
And we have no idea what will happen.
是不是？我们连明天要发生什么事，我们都不确定能够知道。
We don't even have a certainty of what will happen tomorrow.
所以面对在我们前面的这一年里要发生将要发生的事情，我们也是无从知道。
So as we face a new year, we really don't know what to expect.
但我们却能够晓得。
But we know.
万事要互相的效力。
That all things will work together for good.
这一切事情都在神的掌权里。
That everything that happens are in the hands of the Lord.
神在这一切事情的背后。在那里工作。
That he is working behind all these things that will happen.
神在做什么呢？
What is he doing?
他要叫万事，叫所有发生的事情，能够在他所爱的，在爱他的，在爱神的人身上来效力。
That he will cause all these things to happen to those who love the Lord, that they will happen for good.
那这句话我们都非常熟悉。
So we know this verse very well.
我们甚至于祷告也常常会提到。
And we even pray this verse very often.
我们甚至于会跟别人弟兄姐妹分享，来安慰弟兄姐妹说，万事都互相效力。
We even share this verse with others, in a way to comfort them.
但这句话是什么意思呢
？But what does it really mean?
这句话乃是说到所有万事万物。都在那里效力，都在那里工作。
And it tells us that all the things that are happening are working together.
这万事指的是所有的事情。
And it talks about all things.
这万事乃是就是说到每一件事情。
All encompassing events that happens.
无论是大事小事。
Whether it is big events or small things.
无论是好事或是坏事。
Whether it is good or bad.
无论是我们所遭遇的环境是顺境或是逆境
，Whether it is we're in a smooth environment or something that's working against us，
所有临到我们的每一件事
，All the things that are happening to us，
都是在神完全的智慧和主宰的权柄之下所发生的
，Are happening under His perfect wisdom and in under His sovereignty。
这一切的事情的发生，都是为了来成就神在你我身上。 的那个荣耀的旨意。
And all these things happen so that His glorious will can be accomplished in you and in me.
我记得年长弟兄江守道弟兄，他常常喜欢用一个例子。
I remember Brother Kong used to use this example.
他说啊，就连早上我们梳头的时候
，just even this morning, like in the morning, if we comb our hair,
我们要掉几根头发
？How many hair will fall off?
他说我们要掉的是哪几根头发
？Which hair will fall off?
都在神的掌权里。
Are all in the control and the sovereignty of the Lord.
弟姐妹，我们对于神所说的这句话，我们相信吗
？So do we have full faith in this word of the Lord?
我们是否真心的相信神叫万事互相效力
？Do we truly believe that He will cause all things to work together？
他要叫爱神的人能够得着益处。
He does it for the good of those who love Him。
而这个益处就是神在我们身上所定的那个荣耀的旨意。
And this good is that perfect purpose of the Lord。
也就是在罗马书八章二十九节所说的，效法他儿子的模样。
That which is spoken or explained in verse 29 that we are to be conformed to the image of His Son.
对，叫神儿子的形象，叫他的生命，他的性情能够被制作成形在我们的身上。
The life of Christ, that the character of the Son of God can be formed in us.
弟兄姐妹，可能在我们过去的经历里头，我们曾经经历了神如何叫万事来为我们效力。
Perhaps in the past we have experienced how the Lord will cause all things to work together for us.
那对于我们将来还没有发生的事情，我们也可以说，在信心的里面，我们相信神还要叫万事来为我们效力。
That perhaps by faith we can also say for all the things that will happen that haven't happened yet, God will also make them work together.
对不起，但是我们常常在我们所正在经历的一个艰难的环境当中的时候，我们会怀疑神是否仍然叫万事来为我们效力呢
？But what if we are in a difficult circumstance? What if we are under difficulties? Do we still believe that all things are working together for good?
特别这个环境是很艰难
，especially when the circumstance is very difficult。
特别这个艰难的时间呢，它越拖越长。
especially if this difficulty start lasting for longer and longer。
我们心里面就开始感到为难。
then we are feeling harder and harder in our heart。
我们心里或许会开始怀疑神是不是不管我们。
perhaps we will start to doubt, did God forsake me?
万事。是否仍然为我们在效力呢
？Are all the things still working together for my good？
我记得在几年前啊，在聚会弟兄姐妹当中，有不少弟兄姐妹面临失业的难处。
I remember several years ago there was a period of time where many brothers and sisters had lost their jobs。
感谢主，当时啊，主就把一个负担放在弟兄姐妹中间，然后弟兄姐妹就开始了一个所谓的失业团契。
And but we thank the Lord had placed a burden in many brothers and sisters, so we started what was so called a unemployed Bible study.
对的，对的，很好。那这些就失业的弟兄姐妹们呢，就聚在一起。
So many brothers and sisters who lost their jobs gathered together.
哎呀，那段时间是一个煎熬的时间。
It was a very difficult time.
因为那段时间是一个忍耐等候的时间。
Because it was a time of patience, time of long suffering.
当你等候等候，一直都还没有能够看见那个曙光之前
，and the time of waiting as you wait and wait and you still don't see the light of dawn.
我记得就有一位弟兄就分享到说，他就用诗篇大卫的诗篇分享到说，主啊，还要等多久？还要等多久
？I remember a brother shared from the Psalm of David saying, "How long, Lord? How long?"
在那等候的艰难当中，我们看到。我们信心，我们对神的信靠，的确是会产生一个经过一个试炼和一个怀疑。
And in that long time of waiting, we do see that our faith were being tested, and it was a trial. Sometimes there are doubts.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
这个失业团契后来就解散了。
And this unemployment Bible study disbanded or fizzled out. Yeah.
因为弟兄姐妹们一个一个在神所定的时候都找到工作。
Because gradually, one by one, in the time the Lord has appointed, people started to find jobs.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到在这忍耐等候的过程当中，是我们能够来被神制作的一段非常宝贵的时间。
But we saw that this time of waiting, this time of patience, was a very precious time that the Lord was able to use to make His character in us.
我们来看一下旧约的一个例子，就是约瑟。
We can use an example in the New Old Testament that is a story of Joseph.
这个约瑟呢，就比那个刚刚弟兄提到的那个迦勒呢。稍微年轻一些。
And this Joseph was a little younger than Caleb that we just mentioned.
可能跟我们中间的高中生们年纪比较相近，差不多二十岁左右。
He was perhaps closer in age to the high schoolers among us.
这个约瑟呢，他是雅各所最爱的儿子。
And Joseph was said to be the favorite son of Jacob.
他父亲因为爱他，特别给他做了一件彩衣。
And because his father favored him, he made this multicolored tunic for him.
你们猜约瑟怎么高不高兴？
And do you think Joseph was happy about it?
当然高兴。
Of course, he was
elated. 他就天天把这个彩衣穿在身上。
So every day he will wear this multicolored tunic.
唯恐他弟兄们看不见。
And he wanted to show off his new coat to everyone.
因为他常常穿啊，所以他弟兄们的确都注意到了。
So whenever he wears it, all his brothers see it.
他们就知道约瑟是他父亲雅各特别宝爱的一个儿子。
And they knew that their father Jacob favored this son Joseph.
所以呢，他们就嫉妒他。
So they envied him.
在有一次的机会呢，他们就把这个小弟弟约瑟呢，就当作奴隶。就卖给商人。
And when they had the opportunity, they sold their young brother Joseph as a slave.
那约瑟呢，他就被卖到了这个埃及的波迪法的家中。
And he was sold as a slave to Egypt under the household of Potiphar.
那他又被他主人的妻子给这个诬告陷害。
And he was wronged by the Potiphar's wife.
就说约瑟要非礼他。
And she claimed that Joseph were going to attack her.
结果约瑟呢就被关在监狱里头。
And he was cast into prison.
那在监狱里头呢，苦不苦？
Was it difficult in the prison?
不仅说监狱的环境不是那么好。
And not only that the environment in the prison was very harsh.
主要是约瑟心里面想啊。他是被诬告的。
But at the same time, he thought he was there because he was wronged.
他不应该在那里的。
He did not deserve to be there.
就像我们弟兄上周所交通的。
Just as our brother shared last week.
因为在监狱里面啊，他那不仅环境叫他苦啊，他心里面的那个不平啊，更是叫他苦。
Not only the environment was harsh for him, but also his injustice in his heart was even harder.
但感谢神，因着约瑟有一颗爱神的心。
But we praise the Lord.Because Joseph was a man who loved the Lord.
他有一颗敬畏神的心。
He feared God.
所以他就在那样的环境当中，他就服在神的手下。
So even in a harsh environment, he surrendered himself under the hand of the Lord.
好不容易他等到有个机会啊，就是他就帮那个埃及法老的酒政和膳长哈，就解梦。
He waited for opportunity until he was able to interpret the dreams of the cupbearer and the baker of the Pharaoh.
哎呀，心里面想，终于他得拯救的机会来了。
And he thought, oh, this is the time that I can be saved.
主要是请那个酒政呢，他官复原位之后呢，要替他在法老面前说好话，洗清他的罪名，让他能够出监狱。
And he told the cupbearer, when you are restored into your power, remember me and take me out of prison.
哎呀，当约瑟这样满怀希望的时候
，Perhaps his heart was full of hope at that time.
结果呢，这个。与酒政有恩的这个，就是约瑟对他有恩的这个酒政呢，就又把约瑟给忘记了。
But this cupbearer who received the blessing from Joseph forgot about him.
弟兄姐妹，如果是换做你的话
，And if you were in his shoes，
如果是换做我们的话
，If we are in Joseph's shoes，
我们被我们所亲密的弟兄姐妹们嫉妒
，We were envied by my own brothers，
把我们出卖了。
And they sold us as slaves.
后来又被人诬告陷害。
And then we were wronged by the master's wife.
被关在监牢里。
And we were cast into prison.
好不容易我们等到了一个得自由、洗清罪名的机会。
We waited for a chance that freedom can be granted.
你又被你曾与他有恩的人给遗忘了。
But then we were forgotten by the one whom we showed grace to.
弟兄姐妹，我们心里面会有什么样的感想？
How we feel in our hearts.
我们想约瑟他经历这么多的苦难， 对他有什么益处呢？
And Joseph had gone through hardship after hardship. What good did it do for him?
弟兄姐妹，万事都互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。这益处是什么呢？
If all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, then what is good?
世人和我们的神对于这个益处的眼光是不一样的。
The definition of good is different between the things of the world versus those who are in the Lord.
这益处的意思就是好。
Good just means good.
世人所看为好的，神未必看为是好。
But in the perspective of the world,What is good might not be good in the Lord's eyes.
因为世人所看为好的未必有一个永恒的价值。
Because what is good to the world might not have an eternal value in the Lord's eyes.
而我们基督徒的眼光应该跟世人一不一样。
Should we have the same eyesight, same perspective of the world?
弟兄姐妹，你认为好的事情，这个眼光是跟世人一样还是跟神一样呢？
If the world thinks something as good, do you also think as good?
今天很可惜的，有一些基督徒的眼光，他和世人的眼光是比较相似的。
Very sadly, sometimes, in today's world, many Christians have the same perspective as the world.
所以有些基督徒在传福音的时候呢，他们传一个所谓的成功福音。
So many times people will share a gospel, so-called the prosperity gospel.
他们就说神爱你。
They will say God loves you.
神愿意祝福你。
God will bless you.
你只要求。
As long as you ask,
你就能够心想事成。
Then he will give you whatever you ask for.
你想要有房子。
If you want a house,
你求神就给你。
God will give you a house.
你想要有财富。
If you want wealth,
你求神就给你财富。
Just pray, God will give you wealth.
你想要健康，你求。
If you want health,
神就叫你不生病。
Just by praying, God will help you to not be sick.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有听过这样的福音呢？
Have you heard gospel such as this?
那有人或许说，那我想我要我的孩子能够上名校，可不可以呢？
And some people say, well, I don't pray for myself, but I want my children to go to a good school.
他们说，当然可以啊。
They will say, yes, of course.
哎，你孩子越出息，就越能够彰显神的荣耀。
The better off your children are, the more they can manifest the glory of God.
弟兄姐妹，感谢主，我们在这里所听到的福音不是这样的福音。
And we thank the Lord, so often we don't hear gospels such as that.
如果是照着这样的一个说法的话，那我们主耶稣就是全世界最失败的人。
If that is true, that kind of gospel is true, then our Lord Jesus will be the biggest failure in this world.
如果这样的福音是真实的福音的话，那使徒保罗他就是一个最失败的使徒。
If that kind of gospel is true, then Apostle Paul will be the worst apostle.
有姐妹，神不是不能，不是不愿意赐福我们在地上的这些福气。
God is not unable or unwilling to give us blessings on this earth.
但是什么才是神心中，是神眼中所看为最重要的益处呢？
But what is truly the most important good that is in the eye of the Lord?
我们来看主耶稣怎么说。
What did the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣告诉有一个人来问他问题。
There was one person who came to ask a question.
他说他称耶稣主耶稣为良善的夫子。
He said, teacher, good teacher.
那主就告诉他，就一位是好的，是良善的。
The Lord Jesus says, why do you call me good? There's only one who is good.
就是神。
That is God himself.
只有神自己是好的。
Only God himself is good.
只有神自己才是人所需要那最真实的益处。
That he is the only good that we need.
那使徒保罗怎么说呢？
And what did Apostle Paul say?
保罗说神的旨意才是那个好的。
And he says we can search and prove that the good will of God.
在罗马书十二章二节保罗就说叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
保罗告诉我们的神的旨意才真是我们的益处。
So according to Paul, the what is good to us is the will of God.
我们看到神眼中的益处乃是一个属灵的益处。
So we see the Lord is seeing from the spiritual perspective what is truly good.
是一个有永恒价值的益处。
It is one that has lasting, that even everlasting value.
是连于神旨意的一个那个益处。
It has, it's fully connected to the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，当 如果我们在想那接下来问题就是那弟兄姐妹那我们所要的益处是什么呢
So the follow up question is what kind of goodness do we ask for
如果我问你们我们盼望得着的益处是什么呢
If we ask each one of you what is the good that you hope for
我想我们可能有许多不同的答案
We perhaps will have many different answers
但我们想一想其中一个可能的答案
But one possible answer
就是那我两者都要可不可以
And says why don't I ask for both
我希望能够得着地上的好益处我也盼望能够更是盼望能够得着那将来永恒的益处
I want to receive what is good in this world and also I want to have the good that is in eternity
我对这个问题的回答我觉得是不行的
And to me, I don't think that fully works.
因为主的话清楚告诉我们，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Because the word of the Lord is very clear. If anyone loves the world and the things of the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
弟兄姐妹，这不是说我们不需要这世界中生活里面所需要的这一切。
And I'm not saying that we don't need any of these physical material things.
但重点是在于我们的心只能追求一样
But the most importantly is that our heart can only be occupied by one.
刚我们弟兄就提醒了我们今年冬令会的主题
And our brother has already reminded us of the theme of the winter retreat.
我们要有一个完全的心
That we ought to have a perfect heart.
有一个专一的心
A single heart.
所以我们看到在神主宰的权柄之下后来约瑟他不仅从监牢里面被提出来。
So by God's sovereignty, we saw Joseph, was freed from the prison.
他并且他高升，做了埃及全地的宰相。
But he was also exalted to be, second in command in whole Egypt.
成为在当时在全地面临大饥荒的一个灾难当中的那位拯救者。
That he became a savior of the whole land during the time of famine.
在创世纪的最后一章。约瑟他来安慰他的弟兄们
In the last chapter of Genesis Joseph comforted his brothers
他说从前你们的意思是要害我
He says before you meant it for evil
但神的意思原是好的
But God meant it for good
要保全许多人的性命成就今日的光景
So that many people can be saved as such as today
约瑟说神的意思是好的要成就怎样的光景呢、
What did Joseph say that was good
我们看见就是约瑟的生命经过神借着这各样环境的制作之后他最后显出来那个坐在宝座上的生命
That all through all the hardships all the difficulties that he has gone through his life was fully manifested as one that is on the throne
我们看到同时他也成为在当全地充满饥荒的时候他成为许多饥饿之人的那个供应和满足
And that also when the land is full of famine he became the source of satisfaction for all those who are hungry
所以我们从约瑟他所经历的这一切的事情上我们能够看见因着他爱神敬畏神万事就为他效力
So through all the things that Joseph had experiencedWe know because he trusted the Lord, because he loved the Lord, all things work together.
结果约瑟的生命就显出一个又美又好的一个情形，能够来彰显神的荣耀。
So life was formed in him that which is good and that is full of power and authority.
弟兄姐妹，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们，我想问你们一个问题。
So our dear brothers and sisters, especially the younger ones.
你们看完了约瑟一生的这样的一个神在他身上的制作。
As we see the whole life of Joseph, how the Lord had dealt with him.
你心里面羡不羡慕他
？Do you envy him?
你愿不愿意像约瑟一样
？Are you willing to be like him?
让神借着各样的环境在你生命里面来制作你
？Do you want all these?Circumstances to happen to you so that the Lord can do a work in you.
让你的生命有一天也能够成为那样一个能够坐宝座的生命。
So that one day our life can also be one that is on the throne.
能够彰显神荣耀的一个生命。
And we can truly manifest the glory of God.
我要告诉你们一个好消息。
I'll give you a good news.
你们比约瑟是更有福的。
You are more blessed than Joseph.
因为当约瑟在那一切经历一切苦难当中的时候，他并不清楚这一切发生的事情，神在背后做什么。
Because when Joseph was going through all his hardships, he did not fully understand what the Lord was doing.
因为他不晓得万事都互相效力，要叫爱神的人得益处。
Because he has not read the verse that all things will work together for the good of those who love the Lord.
弟兄翻译得很好，今天你我是晓得的。
But today, you and I, we know.
因为主的话告诉了我们。
Because the word of the Lord has told us.
因此，我们应该是比约瑟更有把握。
Therefore, we have more certainty than Joseph.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
神说万事要为爱神的人来效力。
That all things will work together for those who love the Lord.
这边保罗不仅讲到爱神的人，他也说到就是按他旨意被召的人。
Not only to those who love God, but also those who are called for His purpose.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这是一种人还是两种人？
Do you think this is one group of people or two groups of people?
你是哪一种人？
Or which groups are you in?
我简单的说一点。
I'll say this simply.
弟兄姐妹，所有信耶稣基督的人都是按神旨意所被召的人。
All those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus has been called for His purpose.
保罗告诉我们，这是神在创立世界以前他就预先知道的。
Paul has said,God has foreknown this before the foundation of the world.
因为我们的神他是完全的神。
Because he's a perfect God.
他有完全的智慧。
He has perfect wisdom.
在创立世界以前，他就在基督耶稣里拣选了你我。
Before he even created this world, he has already chosen you and I in Christ Jesus.
因为他知道。
Because he knew.
那你说我还没有出生，神怎么知道呢？
He said, you may ask, how can the Lord know before I was even born?
这就是神的本性。
And that is His character.
他全知道。
That's His nature.
因此按着他的知道，他拣选了你和我。
That through His all knowing, He has chosen you and I.
他拣选我们做什么呢？
Why does He choose us?
他拣选我们，他定下了一个旨意。
And He has set this heart. He has a purpose.
这个旨意就是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
This purpose is so that he can conform us to the likeness of his son.
弟兄姐妹，因此当我们读罗马书的时候，我们知道罗马书一到八章就给我们看见这个神荣耀的福音。
So from Romans chapter 1 through 8, we saw this glorious gospel.
这神荣耀的福音在信的人身上乃是要成就一个全备的救恩。
And this glorious gospel is so that there is a full salvation accomplished in all of us.
它是始于信，以至于信。
And it comes from faith unto faith.
这全备的救恩在我们身上，叫我们能够因信称义。
That this full salvation, can save us, we can be justified by faith.
能够因信成圣。
That we can be glorified by faith.
最终因信得荣耀。
Sanctified by faith.
最后因信得荣耀。
And then eventually we will be glorified by faith.
在神的眼中，在神的心中，这件事情借着他儿子耶稣基督已经完全成就了。
And in the eyes of the Lord, this has already been accomplished in Christ Jesus completely.
但今天在时间里，神借着万事要为我们效力，就是要叫我们能够被磨成他儿子的形象。
But in the dispensation of time, he is still working all things out.To work together for the good of us who love Him.
这个负担我在以往的日子当中和弟兄姐妹交通的比较多。
And I have already shared this burden, similar burden, in the past.
所以今天我想就不再细讲什么叫做被磨成神儿子的形象。
So I will not go into the detail about what it means to be conformed into the likeness of His Son.
我就很快的说到几个方面。
And I'll quickly mention a few things.
我想在主的性情上面，神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
And the number one, he wants to conform us into the character of his son.
叫我们能够来效法基督的真实，效法基督的谦卑，效法他的慈爱怜悯，效法他的温柔，效法他的单纯。
So that we can be like him in his purity, in his simplicity, in his gentleness, kindness.
同时神也要我们来效法主耶稣基督那个受的受苦。
At the same time, he wants to conform us to the likeness of his suffering.
我们主在地上，他经历了许多的苦难。
That he, our Lord Jesus, endured much suffering on the earth.
但是主所经历的一切苦难，为了一件事。
But all the suffering that he endured was for one purpose.
就是为了神的旨意。
That the will of God can be accomplished.
弟兄们，今天神也愿意我们蒙恩的儿女，能够在基督的苦难上面，能够来效法他。
So the Lord also want all of us who are saved by His grace to know Him in His suffering.
就是为了叫神旨意能够成就在你我身上，我们愿意与基督一同受苦。
So that the will of God can be accomplished in you and I, that we will be willing to suffer with Christ.
保罗告诉我们，我们若和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Paul says, if we suffer with Him, we shall also be glorified with Him.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们进入荣耀的那一条道路。
And this is the way into glory.
愿我们能够在基督的受苦上面，我们能够更多的来效法他。
So may we know him in his suffering and to be conformed to be like him.
同时，神的心意也要愿意我们在基督与父神的那个亲密关系上面来效法他。
Thirdly, he wants us to be conformed into the likeness.Of his relationship with the Father.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们的主在地上，他成就了许多事情。
We know our Lord Jesus had accomplished many things on the earth.
他行了许多的神迹奇事。
He had performed many miracles.
但是我们的主每一天，他总是在父神的面前有一段亲密交通的时间。
But daily he spent his time in close and intimate fellowship with the Father.
为什么我们的主他作为神的独生子，他为什么需要在地上生活的时候，他需要每一天这样子来亲近父神呢？
As the only begotten son of the Father, how come he need to spend so much time fellowshipping with the Father?
我们的主告诉我们，
And he said,
他在地上的生活，他所行的一切事情，
That all the things he has done on the earth,
他听见父所说的，他才说。
He can only say what he hears the Father say.
他看见父所做的，他才做。
And he can only do what he said. He saw what the Father does.
他怎么知道父要说什么？他怎么知道父要做什么呢？
How would he know what the Father says or what the Father was doing?
他必须要与父神有这样一个亲密的关系和交通。
He had to draw near to the Father. He had to have an intimate fellowship with the Father.
以至于我们看见当主在地上的生活
And that, so that we, when we saw the Lord on the earth
因着他一直与父神有这样一个亲密的连结和交通
As he has such an intimate fellowship with the Father
所以我们看见他的生命与生活就影响了周遭的人
So therefore his life and the way he lives can influence everyone around him
弟兄姐妹今天我们要被磨成神儿子的形象。
Today, if we were to be conformed to the likeness of His Son,
我们不仅要能够有更多基督的性格成形在我们身上。
Not only we need more of the character of Christ in us,
我们要借着与基督一同的受苦。
That through being conformed to His sufferings,
让神来借着万事为我们效力。
That all things can work together for us,
叫我们也借着与父神有这样一个亲密的关系。
That through this.Intimate relationship with the Father.
神能够借着我们来影响我们周围的人。
That the Lord can also use us to influence those around us.
就像当日主耶稣在地上，他能够影响他周围的门徒们一样。
The same way how the Lord was able to change all the disciples around him.
弟兄们，最后我们来看一下，那神这样一个荣耀的心意如何能够成就实现在你我的身上呢
？Lastly, we just want to see how can this glorious purpose of the Lord be accomplished in you and I.
这里保罗告诉我们一个很简单的秘诀。
Paul gave us a very simple secret.
这个简单，但未必是容易的。
It is simple, but it might not be easy.
他说万事要都要互相效力。
He says all things will work together.
在谁身上得益处呢？
For the good of who?
在谁身上来成就神荣耀的旨意呢
？How will in whose life would this glorious will of God be accomplished?
他说，乃是在爱神的人身上。
To those who love God.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们就看到有两个不同的责任。
So here we have two different responsibilities.
有神的责任。
One is the responsibility of God.
也有我们作为人的责任。
On the other hand, is our responsibility. 在神的那一边。
在神的那一边
From God's side,
他说是按着神旨意被召的人。
He has called us according to His purpose.
神已经招了我们。
He has already called us.
神已经定义要将他儿子来制作成形在我们身上。
He has predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
那我们作为人的责任是什么呢？
So as followers of God, what's our responsibility?
乃是爱神。
But that is to love Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道爱神，这是每一个被神所恩召的人所应该有的一个选择。
To love God ought to be the choice for everyone who has been called by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，如果我问你们
，If I ask you this question，
你爱神吗
？Do you love God？
如果我说今天你觉得你爱神的人，举一下手。
If I say， if you think you love the Lord， please raise your hand。
我想我们心里面都会有一些的挣扎。
Then perhaps many of us will have a struggle.
因为如果举手的话呢，我们觉得我们好像还不够那么完全爱神。
If we do raise our hand, I don't feel that I love the Lord that fully.
但是我们若不举手呢？
But if I don't raise my hand,
我们心里面又觉得我们的确是有爱神。
We think that we truly do love the Lord.
只是好像爱的不够。
But we don't love Him enough.
弟兄姐妹，每一个蒙神恩召的儿女们，我们都应当是爱神的人。
Now everyone who's been called for His purpose, we all ought to be those who love the Lord.
我们爱神是因为神先爱了我们。
We love Him because He first loved us.
是因为神爱我们的大爱，在我们里面激励着我们。
It is by this great love with which He loved us.
叫我们能够爱神。
He continues to constrain us so that we can also respond to Him in love.
但我们也同样面临我们的软弱和失败。
But we do face our weaknesses and our own failures.
就是我们基督徒，我们很一不小心就会要凭借着我们天然的爱来爱我们的神。
As Christians, very easily we'll default back to our own natural love, that we will try to love the Lord by ourselves.
我自己就犯过这样一个非常严重的错误。
And myself had commit such a mistake.
在我蒙恩之后
after I was saved.
我曾因着被主的爱所激励
，because I was constrained by the love of the Lord。
我曾经对神说，就是为他而死，我都愿意。
I had told the Lord, even if I die for you, I'm willing。
神知道我在他面前所说的话是真实的。
And the Lord knew that what I said was true。
就像彼得对主耶稣说，我就是与你同死，我也不能不认你一样。
In the same way, Peter said to the Lord Jesus, "I will never deny you, even if I die with you."
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个蒙恩的人，因着主爱的激励，我们在神面前都有一颗爱神的心。
By the constraining power of His love, all of us come before the Lord to love Him.
只是我们有一天我们会发现。
But one day we will all discover.
靠着我们这天然的爱，注定是要失败的。
By our own natural love.All of us will fail.
我们这天然的爱，爱神，最后的结果会只会像那不认识自己的彼得一样。
That the end result of all of our natural love was just like Peter, who did not know himself.
在我身上是如此。
It was such as in my life.
我相信在许多弟兄姐妹身上也是如此。
And I think it is the same in many brothers and sisters.
我们也会像保罗一样。
We would just be like Paul.
当保罗他还活在肉身里。
When he was still living in his own flesh,
我们看见他就发现在他肉体中是没有良善的。
And he realized that there was no good in him.
我们知道保罗他为了主的缘故，为了这福音的缘故，他经历了许多的苦。
We know Paul, for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of the gospel, he had endured much suffering.
但保罗在罗马书第七章他就说的。
But in Romans chapter 7, he says,
他说我立志为善由得我。
Now the will...To do good is in me.
但是行出来的却由不得我。
But I do not do what I want to do.
所以保罗呢，他经历了立志再立志。
So he willed himself. He willed again.
他努力再努力。
He tried and tried again.
最后他是失败再失败。
At the end, he found himself fail and fail again.
他来到主的面前说。
So he came before the Lord.
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？How wretched I am!Who can deliver me out of this body of death?
弟兄姐妹，在我们肉体中没有良善。
So in our flesh, there is nothing.
靠着我们自己，我们是不可能爱神到底。
By our own strength, we could not love God.
得感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
今天这位爱的神， 我们的主耶稣基督他借着圣灵住在你我的里面。
This God of love, our Lord Jesus, through His Holy Spirit, He dwells within you and I.
是这位爱的主在我们里面成为我们爱神的那个泉源。
It is the God of love who has become our love for God.
叫我们能够靠着他才能够爱神到底。
So that by Him and through Him, we may love Him to the end.
弟兄姐妹，这是保罗在罗马书第八章他所要告诉我们的。
So that's what Paul was telling us in chapter 8.
因此在罗马书八章三十七节，保罗在那里。
Therefore, in verse 37, he said,
他有一个，他对于神旨意的爱，对于神旨意的选召，有一个强烈的一个回应。
He had this strong response towards the calling of the love of God.
在那里也是一个得胜的宣告。
It is also a proclamation in victory.
他虽然可能经历许多艰难的环境
Perhaps he had endured many difficulties and suffering
在他生活当中可能发生许多的事情
Many hardship has happened in his life
他也认识到自己身上有许多的软弱和失败
He had discovered all the failures and sins in his life
但他可以这样子说
But he could say this
靠着爱我的主 靠着爱我们的主我们可以在一切的事上得胜有余了。
That we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在面对2024年前面道路，我们过一个得胜生活的秘诀。
So this could be our secret also as we face 2024, as we want to live a life of victory.
我们相信主借着保罗和我们所说的话。
We trust the word of the Lord through Paul.
神能够叫万事互相效力。
That God is able to cause all things to work together.
叫爱神的人能够得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
这益处就是把我们能够磨成他儿子的形象。
And the only goodness is that He can conform us to the likeness of His Son.
那我们如何能够每一天我们都是爱神呢？
So how can we love the Lord each day?
乃是不是靠我们自己
It is not by ourselves
不是靠我们定义也不是靠我们的奔跑
It is not by our determination not by those who will or by those who run
乃是在乎那发怜悯的神
But it is by the mercy of God
乃是在乎那用恩召召我们的神
It is by the God who called us by His grace
靠着我们的主
It is by Him
靠着住在我们里面的这一位圣灵
And through the Holy Spirit that lives within us
他能够将基督的爱天天的浇灌在我们心里。
The love of God can be poured out into our heart daily.
我感谢主，刚刚家中弟兄他稍微分享到他年轻的时候的事。
We thank the Lord, the brother Jonathan shared a little bit about when he was young.
我记得当我刚来到 HCA 聚会的时候。
And I remember when I first came to HCA.
那差不多是27年前。
About 27 years ago.
在那。我留下一个很深刻的印象就是家中弟兄的母亲崔姐妹有一次她分享了做了一个见证
I had a very deep impression of Jonathan's mom our sister Cui that she gave a testimony one time
我们姐妹她分享到说她当初他们如何一全家来到了美国
She testified how her whole family moved to America
那时候家中弟兄的父亲陈弟兄他是不信主的。
At that time, the father, Brother Chen, was not a believer yet.
他也是不聚会的。
And he also didn't want to go to the meetings.
但是我们看见神的慈爱和信实。
But by the mercy and the faithfulness of the Lord,
神在他们个人身上，在他们的家庭当中所显出是何等恩典。
The Lord has shown much grace in their life, in their individually and in their family.
所以我就从对于这个家中父亲从他不信主的时候就认识他
So I knew our brother Chen before he was a believer
到后来他蒙恩信主受浸归主
All the way until he accepted the Lord and was baptized in the Lord
到后来他能够在我们中间能够一同的追求一同的被建造
Until he was in our midst pursuing being built up together
到近年来他因着身体的难处不能够经常的来到我们聚会当中。
Until recent years, because of his health, he was unable to come physically.
在过去的27年当中
So in the past 27 years,
我看见了神如何在他所恩召的人身上 来成就荣耀的心意。
We saw how the Lord was able to accomplish a glorious purpose in those whom He has called.
最近有一次和陈立中在交通当中，他就分享到。
Recently, I had some fellowship with Brother Chen, and he had mentioned.
因着他身体的问题，他常常跌倒。
That because of his health, he often fall at home.
但他心里面感谢主。
But he thanked the Lord in his heart.
在他每一次跌倒的时候，他都经历了主与他同在。
That every time he would fall, he experienced the presence of the Lord with him.
他分享了这位主是如何的看顾保守他。
He shared how the Lord had watched over him and cared for him.
直到今日。
Even to this day.
特别在近年他身体软弱的这些年日当中。
Especially in recent years.
他能够和姐妹天天的来到主的面前。
He was able to come with his wife together before the Lord daily.
借着读经，借着祷告。
Through the scripture.
来依靠主。
Through scripture reading, through praying together, they can trust in the Lord.
来享受主,
to enjoy His presence.
来经历主的同在,
to experience His presence.
他说每一天,
He said daily.
每一天主与他同在,
He said the Lord is with him every day.
在他清醒的时候,
when he is conscious.
在他昏倒之后,
when he is unconscious.
主都与他同在,
the Lord is with him regardless.
弟兄他分享了非常简单的话。
Our brother shared very simple words.
但对我却是很深刻的触动。
But it touched me very deeply.
因为他所分享的见证是何等的真实。
Because his sharing was so real.
我们看到神如何在一个他所选召的人身上成就了神荣耀的心意。
We saw how the Lord was able to accomplish a glorious purpose on whom, on those whom he has chosen.
弟兄姐妹，我们不知道我们前面所面临的2024年会发生什么事情。
So we do not know what 2024 will afford.
但愿我们能够和使徒保罗一同来经历。
But may we all come and experience the same as Apostle Paul.
一同来见证。
To testify.
爱我们的神。
The Lord, the God who loves us.
他能够叫万事互相效力。
He is able to cause all things to work together.
叫我们这些爱神的人、爱他的人，能够来得着益处。
So we who love God can receive that which is truly good.
因为我们这些蒙他旨意所召的人
，that we who are called for His purpose.
让我们在这新的一年当中
，that in this new year，
在我们每天的生活里
，and that in our daily life，
我们能够一同来学习、来操练。在凡事上来靠着爱我们的主。
That we can all learn and practice together that in all things we can rely on the one who called us.
我们能够活出那得胜有余的一个光景。
That by him who loves us we can be more than conquerors.
愿借着将要发生在我们身上这所有的事情。
That in all these things that could happen to us in the coming year,
神都能够叫他们来为我们效力。
That they can all work together for us.
叫我们更多的更好的能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that more and more we can be conformed to the image of His Son.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
那我们再一起有一些祷告。
Let us close in prayers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，感谢你爱我们的大爱。
Thank you for the great love that you have loved us.
感谢你向我们所定下那荣耀的旨意。
Thank you for this glorious purpose that you have for us.
主，愿你的旨意成为我们心中的最爱。
May your purpose be the love of our heart.
愿你的旨意成为我们在前面日子中的追求。
May your purpose and your will be the pursuit of our life.
愿我们早日能够被磨成你自己的形象。
That we can all be conformed to the image of your Son.
愿我们能够早日能够成为那装备整齐的心腹。
That we can be quickly made into that bride made ready for you.
能够预备好。
That we can be prepared and ready.
能够更像你。
That we can be more like you.
能够与你的荣耀能够相称。
That we can be called worthy of your glory,
好叫我们能够催促你早日的归来。
Until that we can usher in the coming of the Lord.
主，我们不知道前面将发生什么事。
Lord, we do not know what will happen in the new year.
但是我们却知道万事都在你的手中。
But we do know all things are in your hands.
你要来为我们效力。
That you will cause them to work together.
你要成就你自己所喜悦的旨意在我们身上。
So that your good, acceptable, and perfect will can be accomplished in our midst.
主，因此早晨是你的爱激励我们的心。
So yes, Lord, this morning it was your love that constrains us.
我们愿意回应你的呼召。
We want to respond to your calling.
我们愿意把自己再来献给你。
We want to commit ourselves into your hands.
主，让你得着那完全的主权。
That you will have full sovereignty over us.
在我们的心思意念里。
In our heart, in our mind.
在我们生活中的每一件事情上。
In all the small things in our lives.
主，你是主。
That you will be Lord.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
愿你的荣耀得着彰显。
That your glory can be manifested.
愿颂赞感谢归给我们的主。
All glory and honor be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.